Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Today, Climate and Community dives back into last week's conversation with Dr. Hillary Smith to learn more about her research on marine and coastal climate resilience in Maine from an interdisciplinary social science perspective. In the last segment, Hillary described two of her current research questions, one being an oral history project focusing on how women involved in the working waterfront are responding and adapting to changes driven by climate change, and the other focusing on how green crabs can be integrated into Maine's seafood market. I asked Hillary to describe the impact she hopes her research will have on increasing Maine's coastal resilience.
The oral histories are archived and publicly available now on Maine Sound and Stories, and those are out there for anyone, the public, the industry, researchers, humans in the future, to look at and to have access to. We're just at this phase now of reaching out to the people who participated in the interviews, as well as stakeholders, to seek feedback on where could the next steps be. What we are finding is no one that we've interviewed has said they've received any sort of top-down, outside technical support on adaptation, but they are adapting. Like, they are doing things. They're just not being told what to do or necessarily supported to do the things. And so what I hope from that project is that those ways that people are adapting that feel like they're working for them can be shared with others in the sector through this project. So shining a light on the ways that people are adapting right now through their own initiative, experimentation, bottom-up learning, a lot of it's through peer support networks. And my hope isn't to like take the sort of power or locus of change away from the people on the water, but rather to bring attention to this dynamic and innovative things they're doing so that maybe others can learn from them and replicate them more widely. Like, they might be in touch with other people in Casco Bay already, which is really cool. They're already sharing these, but maybe people further up the coast could benefit from this as well. People are impacted in different ways, but some of those changes are coming for further up the coast. Also bringing attention to, okay, if there are things that are working, hey, managers, hey, policymakers, maybe we should be supporting those things. It's amazing what people are doing without focused or targeted outside support on climate adaptation, but we probably do want some outside support for that. It'd be great if that outside support worked with existing practices and knowledge rather than coming with their own solutions.
I asked Dr. Smith to elaborate on the Green Crab Project, as I was curious to learn more about how incorporating an invasive species into Maine's seafood market will drive coastal resilience.
There is currently not a lot of support for working with green crabs, largely because of their status as an invasive species. There are policy, regulatory changes, and also extension support that could go towards supporting the reality, which is that they're not going to go away. And so could we create an environment that's more supportive of Mainers innovating in terms of creating new products, finding new markets for them? There are examples in all kinds of foods, but as well as in seafood, where something that was considered like a weird species that people didn't eat, that can change over time quite quickly. Classic example was lobster. People didn't want to eat lobster 100 years ago. Obviously, that has changed. I'm not saying green crabs are going to be lobster, but I think there is definitely a lot of potential for creating markets and changing appetites and tastes to be more interested in eating that. Crab is one of the species that is pretty commonly liked in American diets. It does taste really good. A lot of chefs will say it's quite a sweet crab and has a lot of flavor. So it's creating the kind of markets and support systems and connecting people who want to catch them with people who want to cook them and building these supply chain relationships. And people are doing it, but they're doing it without a lot of support currently. So part of a resilient seafood system can look like helping build markets and capacity to benefit from the local but underutilized species that we have, even if they're invasive.
Hillary concluded our conversation with advice on tangible ways anyone who is interested in marine and coastal resilience in Maine might be able to get involved and learn more.
If you eat seafood from Maine, there's a big environmental benefit if you're buying it here. And then thinking as well about like where you're eating in terms of the food web and eating lower down the food web. And here we have so many bivalves, crustaceans, seaweed grown and produced and harvested here. We have a relatively quote unquote small scale fishery still. These are kind of owner operated. These are not large corporations. These folks often pass it down to their kids or inherited it from their parents. So I think just educating yourself about who those local producers are, what's in season, where you can buy it directly from the fishermen. Increasingly, there are folks at farmers markets, or there are certain Facebook groups where, like right now, scallops are coming in and there are diver scallops and you can buy them directly from the diver. I'd say those are things you could do, as well as just being aware of, like, where is your nearest working waterfront and doing your best to advocate at the local level for its protection.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.